This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
The ultra-rich in America have been pursuing a philosophy known as effective altruism. That phrase has been in the news lately because of Sam Bankman-Fried, who often used it to justify his various donations. He has been charged with 8 counts of fraud and conspiracy. That indictment isn't providing a positive image for this philosophy of giving. In the January issue of The Spectator, Leighton Woodhouse refers to these people as bad Samaritans. The online version has this title, How Big Philanthropy Became Big Grift. He begins by reminding us of how Andrew Carnegie wrote an essay entitled The Gospel of Wealth to provide a moral playbook for the oligarchs of his era. He was working to rehabilitate his reputation as a robber baron. So were many other wealthy people at the end of the 19th century. Fast forward to the present, and you have 40 of the richest people in America who have signed a pledge to give all of their wealth to charity during their lifetimes. This includes Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, Mark Zuckerberg, and many others. Woodhouse argues that they fail to turn their critical eye towards how they amass their wealth in the first place, and it is a top-down view of social change designed to advance various social policies. The Gates Foundation focuses on climate change. The Ford Foundation wants to end cash bail and supports group trying to defund police departments. The Knight Foundation wants to combat misinformation, and George Soros is trying to decriminalize drugs through the Drug Policy Alliance. Of course, millionaires and billionaires are free to spend their money and fund projects as they see fit, but they're also bypassing the formal political process that gives the rest of us a voice. That is why we should pay attention to this philosophy of effective altruism. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Critical Race Theory, go to viewpoints.info/CRT.